Yeah, you know what it is. Hot97.com and FlexWeTrust.com. All right? I got my man, Joel Ortiz, on the phone. What's up, my brother?
Yeah, what up, Flex?
You got a show tonight? Where you going to be at?
I'm doing something on Bowery, on Avenue A, at Drum, with a premiere, something for BET, little joint for BET with Sean C.
Okay, okay. Shout out to Sean C, of course. All right?
Yeah.
So, I want to go over a couple things. One is, I heard you was out on that float, that Hot 97 float, shutting it down out there.
Yeah, me and Banks was acting a fool this past Sunday.
That's right, Puerto Rican Day Parade. So, I want to reach out to you, Joel, because, of course, it started with Liza Rios, of course, Big Pun's, his wife.
Right.
And she had expressed, you know, her concerns about you, representing Pun and doing the Big Pun's back, and that's where it started. Did you and her ever get a chance to talk? Or
no, we didn't get a chance to kick it. I had spoken to Pun's sister and, you know, seen things of that nature, but I never spoke to Liza. We haven't spoken since she tweeted what she tweeted.
And then how did you feel when Liza said that?
To be honest with you, I was confused. I was really confused, Lex, because I've been, you know, I've been bigging up her late husband since the beginning of my career. This is not the first time I've ever done a tribute. This is I mean, to my knowledge, I thought everything was all smooth between us. I thought that was people. And I kind of feel like she still is people. I'm still confused. Like, this is the same woman that, you know, asked me to perform for her husband on stage with his urn next to me. Like, I didn't understand the tweet and where it was coming from. And I'm still, since I haven't spoken to her, I'm still a little confused. But so, I can't even say I'm mad. I just don't know what's going on.
So, Joel, so she had reached out to you before to perform at an event.
Right. On his birthday. I believe it was 2006, if I'm not mistaken. It was 2006 or 7. I don't want to mix the year, but I know it was on his birthday. It was in November 9th, I believe that's his birthday. And it was an event, and it was, like, you know, for him and his memory. And, yo, rest in peace. The dude's urn was on stage, and she told me how honest she was that I'm, you know, keeping the Latin hip-hop thing moving, and my husband would have been so proud of you. And then, for, you know, here we are a few years later, and she says, how dare me? Like, I don't get it.
And she referred, I think, to that should have been, I guess, her son who carries the legacy. But I didn't know if her son rhymed or not.
Yeah, I heard her son rhyme before, and he's really, really dope. And I give a shout-out to her son, Lil Pun. He's really, really dope. And I told him the first time he spit for me, He needs to keep doing it and do what he does. His father was great, and he'd be proud of him. You know what I'm saying? And I honestly, man, he could have still did it.
Yes.
Like, I never put it out and said, that's it. No more Latins do Big Pun's back. Like, Maino did Biggie's back, so did Uncle Murder. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like I shut the door, and anybody who feel they wanted to do it could have done it. I'm keeping it honest.
No, my brother, you know, I hear you. Now, today, It hit the internet. Of course, they can go to inflexwetrust.com or hot97.com. Today, Cuban Lynx and Tony Sunshine, they hit the net, and they expressed concern, or they expressed or they were questioning, you know, what you meant by doing the Big Pun's back. Now, did you see that on the line yet?
Yeah, I got a chance to look at that.
And what did you feel when you saw it?
Once again, I was confused. I mean, when I speak on them, I speak a little different because Cuban knows me. You know what I'm saying? I met Tony Sunshine before. It was a tribute, and it was a freestyle, and it was in the memory of a great rapper, Flex.
Yes.
I'm from Brooklyn. I don't have to check in with anyone about anything. I did it for Big Pun to keep his legacy alive. That's it. To be honest with you, I'm in September in my mind already. Like, Big Pun is back was recorded late April, early May.
Got you.
As a, you know, knowing that the Puerto Rican Day Parade was coming up, and knowing that, you know, his tribute and his legacy needed to stay alive, and who else but me? That's how I felt. You know what I'm saying?
You.
Like, no pun intended. But yo, I don't gotta check in with anybody about anything, and that's just that. I got Royce 2-5-9 and Eminem's album in stores right now.
Yes.
I'm working on my Yawa album. Slaughterhouse is about to do incredible things. I can't entertain that kind of stuff.
You out here moving.
If Cuban Link wants to talk to me, I'm pretty sure he can find a way to get to me. He didn't have to do that.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll leave that there. It's